Seattle homes are now worth 14.4% more than they were a year ago. That's according to the Seattle-based online real estate firm Zillow. And on the national level, Zillow reports that the U.S. has just made it through our 12th straight month of increasing home values. Top Zillow officials say the housing market is back after the housing crash. Stan Humphries is the chief economist at Zillow. He helped create an algorithm that Zillow uses in their home value index. Stan, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having me, Ross.
So the stock market is back to where it was before the recession. Has the housing recovery been that robust?
No, it has not been. We're not yet back up to peak levels where we were in 2006, 2007. From nationally, home values are down almost 24% from their peak if you exclude foreclosures. And a lot of markets were harder hit than that. If you look at Southern California and Phoenix, they were down in some cases more than 50% from their peak. And we've seen robust recovery in many markets, including Seattle, but we're not yet back up to peak prices and likely won't be back up to peak prices for another 5 to 10 years.
Are we seeing it uniformly in the Seattle area, or are there some places where housing values are still steady or maybe even still going down?
Definitely been pretty mixed even within the Seattle metro. King County's definitely been a more positive county within the metro, more positive than Snohomish and Pierce counties. Home values in King County are up almost 11% for the year, whereas in Snohomish they're up a little bit less, and Pierce County is actually basically flat for the year.
The Seattle Business Journal reported recently that the Seattle housing market is one of the fastest, meaning that lots of houses are sold in 24 hours or less. Have you found that also?
We are seeing really strong housing demand right now, which is actually creating acute inventory shortages, particularly in the bottom tier. That means 21% fewer homes for sale than this time last year. That's just an indication of, one, the decline in home values was more in the bottom one-third of homes, so they're more affordable now, so that's helping to increase demand there. And also, investors are most interested in the lower price tier of homes in order to convert those into rentals, and that's why we're seeing a lot of inventory dry up there.
So I hear inventory dropping. It makes it sound like it's a seller's market. Is that true?
That's distinctly true in many parts of the metro. You know, there are still some parts, particularly in the southern county area of this overall Seattle metro, that are not doing as well. And as you head up into kind of the Renton, Auburn area, Kent areas, they're a little bit weaker than really the central corridor of King County. Generally, you know, we're seeing strong seller's markets in most of that kind of urban core of King County.
How about just the volume? Is the volume of sales the way that it was before the recession, or are these increases in prices reflecting that fewer houses are changing hands?
It's primarily the latter, where the inventory shortages are definitely leading to price spikes. And a lot of that inventory shortage is attributable to negative equity, where across the overall metro for Seattle, negative equity at the end of last year, the fourth quarter of 2012, was almost 34%.
Now, unpack that for me. What do you mean by negative equity?
By negative equity, I mean the situation a homeowner might find themselves in where their current home value is less than the outstanding mortgage balance on their home.
So they're underwater.
They're underwater, that's right. So they might owe $350,000 on a mortgage, and their home is only worth $300,000. And unfortunately, right now, about a little bit more than 220,000 residents or homeowners in the Seattle metro find themselves in that situation, which as demand picks up, normally some of those sellers would choose to sell their homes to these new entrants, and they can't because they're underwater.
So it sounds like there's some good signs for some homeowners, but happy days are not quite here again.
That's correct. Yeah, with that large ratio of homeowners being underwater or in negative equity, it does mean that not everyone is able to fully enjoy the housing recovery yet right now. But you know, home prices increasing for the city, you know, more than 14% for the year, and for the metro, up almost 8% for the year, that is going to slowly work down negative equity, and we'll get the market returning to normal. It's just going to take a few more years.
And what's your forecast? What do you think is going to be happening in the near future? Is the foreclosure problem still hanging over us? Do you think prices are going to continue to go up?
We do expect the home prices to continue to go up. That in Seattle City, we're expecting home prices up more than 6% between January of this year and January of next year. And then across the entire metro, we expect home prices to be up about 5.8% for the year.
And once again, that's in certain areas, but that's across the board, but not for all prices of houses nor all neighborhoods?
That's correct. Yeah, if you look at there is again wide variation in those metro and citywide averages. Once you kind of drill down into zip codes and neighborhoods.
So what is happening in the rental market? Are rental prices going up too?
We are finding them increasing both at the city and in the metro level. In the Seattle City, rents are up for the year almost 5%, whereas for the metro, they're up just over 2%. So we're seeing pretty brisk rent appreciation, which is definitely interesting in light of also seeing brisk home value appreciation. But as rents increase, then of course that starts to make buying look more attractive relative to renting.
Stan Humphries, he's the chief economist for Seattle-based real estate firm Zillow.